Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a hefty weekly dose of K-pop talk, news, and all the above. And maybe we'll talk about anime. Maybe just like one little minor note, I guess. And then we'll be talking zero Genshin Impact. But we do have a lot of talk, especially because this has been a lot of Hybe news going around. And even within Hybe, like with all the stuff in the company itself, we're going to be talking a lot about the groups under Hybe, because we got some 17, specifically BSS, right? Mm-hmm. We have some Yoongi talk. So for all the Yoongi Marry Me's out there, we, of course, will end with some Stray Kids from Haley. And we're going to go through a lot of even other, like outside of Hybe and everything. We're going to probably talk about a little bit of Twice, some AT's IVE.
Stacy,
of course. And, you know, just some quick hits here and there. But as always, if you're tuning in and checking us out, don't forget to give us a like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, or follow on wherever you're listening to, because we are available on all platforms. Haley, let's get started by saying Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yes.
Because we are recording this literally on Valentine's Day. And that also means it's not just Valentine's Day, because it means a Stacy comeback.
Yep.
Their new comeback came out, released actually today with their music video.
Teddy Bear.
I believe you actually caught the premiere, basically,
at
right?
1 a.m.
1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in L.A. Mm-hmm. And what did you think of it? Because I didn't watch it. You watched it with our friend Zach.
It was super cute, super upbeat, very catchy. I liked the music video because it was very colorful. They even had, like, a lot of animation.
It was definitely, like, your kind of colors,
yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not because
and
of your
aesthetic.
Hair only, but yes, the aesthetic. There was also one thing that even like Zach sent later, but you showed me also in the morning. There's one very particular. It was like 3 seconds.
Yes.
In the actual music video,
that's my favorite part.
What can you please describe to the people?
So,
what this is that you screenshotted?
It's a cute Kuma bread, bear bread, but it has abs.
It's a really buff
bear.
Piece of bread.
Yeah, but it's super cute. It kind of looks like Rilakkuma on steroids, I would say.
In bread form. But there is an interesting, I guess an interesting nickname that you guys have for it now.
Yes. Bang Chang Bin bread.
bread. Yeah, it's very appropriate. Yeah. If you see the bread itself and check it out, yeah, you'll know what they're talking about.
I want
about.
That. I wish they would sell it somewhere.
I wish they sold muscular bread here too. That'd be
cute.
Really cool. Like it's pretty
it's
cool, because if you see it, like, it's basically the, like, it's different rolls like of bread, like the, like almost like the King's Wine rolls, like those small like rolls of bread,
yeah,
all put together, but they made it look like a bear and they used it to look like abs.
Yeah,
so it's pretty cool. For the most part, I did finally listen to it too, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed it too. I liked it a lot. It's a little bit more upbeat mm-hmm. compared to their last comeback, which was, you know, for Beautiful Monster, mm-hmm. Which I liked too. But then this one seemed, yeah, like more energy and upbeat, and it was very interesting because mm-hmm. I like one of the, like, it's kind of like the rap break mm-hmm. because not only did the actual sound of the rap break sound cool, mm-hmm. like it sounded like kind of like 90s hip hop ish yeah. rap. Mm-hmm. We also got a taste of Seon, mm-hmm. rapper Seon, actually, mm-hmm. specifically. So, if you're not too familiar, Stacey's... Well, first off, listen to Stacey, because they're super good.
Stan Stacey.
Especially because they're like, you know, I think we've talked about it before, but if you haven't heard us really talk about it, like, they're from a small company, almost like how Big Hit was with BTS, right?
Yeah.
And then they're from High Up Entertainment, and they're really good. And their music is... really, really, really good.
Yeah, everything is super catchy.
And Seon is actually one of the main vocalists, so it was really cool to hear her rap.
Is she pulling a Han?
It blew our minds. Like, the actual, you know, like, Swiths, mm-hmm. which is their fandom, like, that actually listened and saw it. Not to mention Soomin, who's their leader, who does, like, all of it, too. I like her hair, and it's mm-hmm. not because I'm biased to pink hair because of Haley.
Mm.
But she looks good. She looks... Haley actually told me she didn't recognize her at first.
Yeah, it was during the poppy Korean version, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I was like, who is that?
Who's that sixth member?
Like, even Katie, our other friend, like, who's a huge Swift
too, yeah.
She's like, I didn't even recognize her at first either. She looks really different with that hair color and no bangs, basically.
Yeah, for reals. She looks good, though. And I really like the comeback as well. So that was really cool to see. I cannot wait, and I'm hoping, fingers crossed, they have, like, their own LA showcase or, like, some kind of a tour, like a solo tour or something for themselves.
They might.
Fingers crossed for a global tour.
They need more songs.
That's true. They actually have, I feel like they have.
They have more than aespa, probably.
Exactly. How did you know? We're not trying to throw shade onto aespa because we're Mize also, but yeah, I feel like they definitely do. You know, speaking about aespa, because I didn't even put it down here in our notes, they will be having their concert in a couple weeks. I believe it's the same weekend we see Epic High. Mm. It's going to be that Saturday and Sunday, but it's in Korea. I think we talked about it last episode. Mm-hmm. But, like, they will also have an online concert stream for Sunday. So I have no idea. I still don't know the details. I think I promised.
I didn't
make a promise. I just said I would try this if I found out. I didn't find out anything. So if you know, then let me know because I don't know. Also, we do have another interesting... like a music video debut mm-hmm. as well, because in addition to Teddy Bear, but it's from Triple S, the 24 girl group that had like a small subunit mm-hmm. that was their debut was a subunit. It was interesting, right? If you think about it,
Acid Angel,
yeah, Triple
Asian A, Acid Angel.
They had good music, and then like I think apparently the subgroup disbanded.
Yeah,
and we've talked about it before, so it's cool.
They disbanded and then got put back into the main group, or like in the pool.
I think it's like put them in back in the pool, but mm-hmm. they just had like I thought it was gonna be a full group comeback, but I think when we watched the music video, I think I counted 10 members,
mm-hmm.
so it's another subunit.
Yep. What are they called?
Definitely not 24. I believe it's Assemble.
Oh.
I think
Triple S Assemble.
Yes, I believe. Okay. So I know like the song is not called Assemble, so the song is called Rising,
mm-hmm.
but I know they said Assemble, so I'm guessing that's the subunit?
Mm.
I mean, if they named the other subunit, what was it again?
Asian Acid Angels.
If that's a subunit name, Assemble should just be fine as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's believable. Yeah, I like the music too. Like, I really like their music so far. Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting how, like, it's a different way of, I've seen, like, how the K-pop groups function. Because it's a huge group.
Right.
And it's just like you said, like, they throw them out, a subunit, pull them back into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it seems like, because they haven't even actually debuted as the 24-member group.
Yeah.
Also,
KB48.
I know, shoot. If anything, what is that? Triple S 24.
Something, yeah.
TS 24. There's also a few comebacks because there's actually not a few. There's always tons of comebacks. But mm-hmm. there's only a few that, like, we noted here because some of them are interesting. One of them is Fromis 9.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about one of the members, you know, I felt bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
But Fromis 9 is cool because they're under Hype and they were under you know, the game caterers. So it was, we got to finally know them because I've only heard of them. We didn't really know anything else much about them. Mm-hmm. They all seem really nice and like they're super cute. And the music is actually more like, it's pretty good too. They are having an actual full length album comeback. That's why I put this here, because that's always a big deal, because there's so many mini albums all the time. Like, even, you know, like Twice is like on their 11th one or something.
12th, I think. 12th, or something like that. I don't fucking know.
And I mean, like, you know, even this last comeback for like Stacey is like a, it's a mini one too. So when it comes to a full length album, like, it's a big deal.
That's so, like, true.
For, especially, so it's more exciting for their fans and everything. So yeah, they're going to be having a full length album this March. So next month. So it's coming up. And you know who else will be having a comeback soon? A man of many faces.
Oh, no. Kai.
EXO's Kai. And that's not throwing shade at anyone that's like an EXO fan or Kai, because you know damn well what I'm talking about.
Right.
But at the same time, Kai is Kai. Man, the man can dance.
Yeah.
The man can sing. Mm-hmm. He carried like SM New Year's, like SM Town New Year's did. 2 years ago, I believe, right? Yeah. During the pandemic. So hats off to him. Like, but yeah, so he's going to have a comeback soon. I don't know exactly the dates or like month, but
I'm sure just brace yourselves. Everyone is super excited for that, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have been waiting. Just like how we've been waiting for Taemin.
Oh,
so I can't wait. Oh.
Two more months. Yes.
Hopefully we'll have something by SHINee or Taemin come back this year.
I miss him. He's so good.
With the way that 2023 is already turning out, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm actually looking forward to it, because it's just like 2023, it's unpredictable in terms of K-pop. Like, there's just so much random shit going on.
Yeah, everything's just thrown at you.
Yeah. Like
a month before it happens.
It's pretty amazing. Like, if this is the year to be a multi-stan in K-pop, like, for reals. Because not just that. Like, we're also getting, like, because, you know, we used to like the group interactions within award shows, right? Mm-hmm. But we're getting more than just award shows. Like, this is the year where, like, everyone's, like, you know, it started, I guess, the end of last year. But, like, more so, it just seems like it's happening weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, different collaborations between, like, you know, like, a group releases a song.
Yeah.
Parts of the song get viral in the dance.
Because they always have those dance challenges on TikTok.
Exactly.
Now.
The That's dance how they challenge. So, dance challenges, yeah, they promote it. And at the same time, they promote it with dancing with other K-pop groups and other idols, which is awesome, because it's not even from the same company
times.
So it's definitely a great year. 2023 is the year of the multi-stan. That too. Or either or.
Yes, both.
Multi-stans rejoice. And that's also bad for our wallets, because, yeah, multi-stanning is very, very expensive.
Yes.
So moving on, unfortunately, we did talk about Momoland leaving MLD Entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of up in the air, their future.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of have an idea of what the future holds, and that is no more Momoland.
Damn.
Because all the members kind of posted on their own personal IGs, like each of them, it's almost like a thank you letter and an apology letter to like their Marys, which is their fandom.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, because I follow a few of them. One of the ones the main one I saw was Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, makes me think, like, damn, I'm so glad we got to see them at
Camp LA.
Camp. because I think that's like one of the last, live performances they did, like in front of an audience. So, man. And then, like, they did really good. And then I don't know how to feel until the time comes when one of like our main groups, I mean, you've already gone through
Big Bang,
I still haven't. I'm still fresh, and I haven't gone through
gone through multiple groups. Something. Not that's true. Big BAP, BAP 21. Yeah,
I still have yet to come. Like, it could be the year for Blackpink. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Knock on wood. But they'll still be successful. But yeah, but like Momoland wise, so. Thank you, Momoland, for that awesome performance. And I only got to really know them around that time during camp. But to all their Marys, you know,
their light stick was cool.
Yes, the light stick was pretty cool.
So what was merry-go-round? The light stick?
Oh, that's right.
Well, like a tent, like a it circus was cool. tent kind of thing.
Those are the days. Like, I feel like, you know, they had really cool ones and more like creative ones instead of the more typical
globe
thing going on. That I like a lot of groups are picking up. It's like, damn it.
Why
I was excited
like
when
Ive Kepler.
I was like, oh man, when they just released this, I'm like, shit. Like, Yeah. I mean, like, even Aespa kind of had it, and, you know, like, even Stacy. Like, it's like different forms of the Globe thing, but still, it's still Globe. That's why New Jeans was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
When they had the bunnies one, which they haven't even sold, so we only just, like, know how it looks like. But I wonder when they're going to actually, you know, kind of, you know, let us purchase it.
Hopefully when they have a tour.
Yeah, right. You're right. And it's going to probably sell out everywhere. So once it goes on sale, don't tell us we didn't warn you. You make sure you pre-order, you get it when you see it. Also, I forgot to talk about this last week, but Twice did have some stuff going on in the form of their J-line, which should have been Mimosa. But no, it is Misamo for obviously Mina, Sana, and Momo. So they all have their trailers, their like official trailers. It look, they look... Well, they always look good. Sana,
they
my
look
girl.
Ethereal.
Oh my gosh, Sana! Don't I will stop there. That's all. That's all I need to say. They are scheduled though to have their actual mini album because they did work on a project, and now they're gonna actually have the mini album, and they're debuting like as Misamo for the first time, just the J line like as their subunit.
That's crazy how it's only now they're having a subunit after how many years? Surprisingly,
they already renewed their contract. The 7 years have come and gone already. But they will be scheduled for July for their Misamo release of their mini album, which apparently has six tracks.
Wow.
So that's a good amount.
A big mini album.
I wonder if some of them will, like, if any of the tracks will be Japanese. It would make sense, right?
I'm sure.
It would make sense. I'm not crazy, right? No, I'm not too crazy.
Was the
crazy
song
for
Bouquet
Sana.
Japanese? It was.
The
it was
one,
Japanese.
Yeah, that one was for a J drama, OST or something. So we will find out soon enough. But I'm sure there's going to be some Korean stuff. But I'm just excited to see what type of, because like, you know, that was more mellow. I wonder what kind of like genre, like type of like beat or like tempo, I guess you could say. Since, you know, Mina does sing that song with the word tempo. I don't know anything else more about that, but we will see very soon. Apparently, also, I haven't seen it myself.
I'm so upset.
But Nayeon, our queen Nayeon, had fixed her bunny teeth.
Yeah.
So you've seen the pictures or what? Have you looked it up?
Well, it was someone's video. I think it was like their TikTok or something. Someone had zoomed in on her teeth and stuff, and they look smaller, like she got veneers or something to make it like shorter
and more even.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So it doesn't stick out like a super bunny rabbit anymore.
Why would she do that? It's really been how many years? That's like iconic. It's like when you removed Yeji's mole, when you removed Enrique Iglesias' mole.
Oh, that's right.
Like,
yeah. So like it hasn't been confirmed or anything, but like I've seen videos and pictures
going
around.
Like
it looks different.
Oh, shit. Come on. Why
not? I don't know if they made like, because you know how her front teeth are really, really big and then the ones surrounding it are like kind of smaller.
Yeah.
I think they just evened it all out.
Because her front teeth are like bunny teeth. Like I think it also like protruded a little bit. Like I had this weird like
inner. I think she fixed it.
Damn. That's a shame. Because she looks cute with her. She looked like a bunny, like for reals.
Yeah.
So, damn, devastated. Devastating news.
It's not confirmed, but yeah. If you just look at the recent like TikTok videos that they have up, it's noticeable.
It's she looks normal. Mm-hmm. Like, damn. Because she's really cute and obviously gorgeous already. Mm-hmm. So, I'm happy I got to talk to her with her bunny teeth. Mm-hmm. So, I should upload that, huh?
You should.
Also... I did not mean for this to happen.
I know.
But
talking about
we'll
teeth.
Talk about teeth again because Hongjun from ATEEZ. So this is for all the ATEEZ.
ATEEZ.
I was gonna say
ATEEZ
again. ATEEZ. Yeah. So they are touring currently, right?
Mm-hmm.
They started their tour February 10th, I believe, and I think it was in Amsterdam, right? So they're in Europe. Oh yeah, they're in Europe, right?
Right, they are.
Are your friends going to see them that live in Europe?
They're broke this year.
But they did see them last year,
They saw them last year, yeah.
So it's cool that the fact that ATEEZ is touring in Europe is cool. Because I feel like a lot of male groups...
No one has been there.
Because obviously, and we know Blackpink, but at least ATEEZ is feeding all the
ATEEZ there. BTS didn't go. Stray Kids didn't go. They're all waiting.
Damn. So I'm glad someone is feeding.
17
is
didn't
Europe.
Go either, right?
I am not too familiar, actually.
I don't think so. No.
Not that I've. It doesn't ring
not
a bell.
Not that I remember.
But yeah, so Hongjun chipped his tooth with his microphone. On the first damn day.
That sucks.
So got Poor thing. Got too hyped.
Got too excited.
But he confirmed it because I guess he went on live and he said that he hit his tooth on the mic and so it got chipped off. But he says it doesn't hurt and he laughed about it.
So I'm guessing they fixed
it. So hopefully it wasn't like that deep or like...
Maybe not it's like a small... I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
I hope it is.
Poor thing.
But if it doesn't hurt, then that's always fine. A good sign. Mm-hmm. So nowhere near like the nerve. Yeah, so I feel like Hong Jun would do that kind of thing.
Though. Right, yeah.
I could see that happening to him. Not like a sexy Son.
Oh my God, Son.
doing a lot of sexy dancing everywhere. Also, another group that actually had their concert as well, IVE.
So they're not coming here, though, are
they? No. It was just in Korea. Almost like how aespa is. I don't think it's like a global or world tour, Asia tour or anything.
Just Korea.
So I've had their concert, and it was very, very interesting. Because most of the videos were not that I've seen were not even of them singing their songs.
I actually haven't. I thought they were doing like a freaking showcase or something, or like one of those fan meets where they just do random stuff. I didn't know it was an actual concert.
Well, guess what? Because the reason why we thought that is because all the members, like all the videos we've seen, they're dancing to a lot of covers of other girl groups. Mm-hmm. They dance OMG, which, you know, I always approve of that.
Right.
The only thing I didn't approve of and was surprised was no hate, hashtag no hate, not throwing shade, but no. Wonyoung definitely does not.
She didn't know
Gen 4 stuff. She does not know her. She knows they're Gen 3 and 2.
Just not New Jeans.
Like, or maybe she's or, like, I don't even know. I don't even know. I'm not going to say
anything. Did she know Anti-Fragile?
I don't know. I know they dance. They dance Anti-Fragile. Yes. I saw a few of them. I think Gal knew like most of them. Mm-hmm. They did Pink Venom. See, Wonyoung knew that one.
Yeah.
For sure. She was like the one that seemed like she was really into it, like doing Pink Venom. And they did Nayeon's Pop, which I think Wonyoung also did, right?
I think so.
Oh, no. I think it was Yujin. Someone might have done Pop. Like, I saw this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they all did, but there was like random videos. You know how it is. Like, when you're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok, like, it just pops up out of nowhere. So, yeah, like, it was I've cover concert, if it felt like from like,
yeah, I haven't seen any of their actual footage.
This is from a global international perspective because of all the videos that are posted are like just
them
for
doing
reals.
The dance covers.
Nothing of their actual like songs. So obviously everyone had a good time though. So that was always a good thing. You know who else had a good time? Taeyang, because Taeyang, the vibe challenge continues.
I mean, if you go back a few episodes of our thing, I swear I had said it. I said, I wish that G-Dragon would do the vibe challenge with Taeyong. Because he had done it with, obviously, Jimin and then Stray Kids and LeSserafim. Like, I was like, now he just needs G-Dragon. Like, someone from Big Bang. Obviously not Top, because he's too busy with the moon.
And Top can't dance either, so.
That's true. I don't think he would be able to do it. It came true. What the fuck?
You did it. Threw it into the universe.
Crazy. Yeah, I did.
We threw it into the universe, and the universe spit it back out with G-Dragon.
I was freaking out. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I didn't think it would happen.
For a second, it didn't even seem like him, because he, like, covered his face. Like,
yeah,
like,
he had
like
his
a bucket hat, right?
Yeah. No, I think it was a cap. But then he just had it pulled down. But they also did... After doing the vibe dance, they threw in Good Boy, which is
their
the VIP song for Taeyang and G-Dragon. They did like, I don't know however many years ago it was, but then they threw that
back
in
my day.
Yeah, a long time ago, basically. Yeah, so that was really cool to see.
You were fed well.
Yeah, and I was freaking out.
G-Dragon shows that, like, dude, the guy still got
it. Oh my God, he's got swag. He has his like own way of dancing too.
Exactly.
Like, his style is very different. Like, he knows the choreo and stuff, but he just...
Throws
his own flavor on it. Yeah.
It's super awesome. So
I'm expecting him, putting this into the universe,
okay,
to be in
Taeyang's
new album that he's talking about, or vice versa, for G-Dragon to have Taeyang on his album.
Fingers crossed.
Putting that into the universe right now.
dump all that stock and all those shares into there. Because I at this rate, the way that everything is going, it's just, it's going to happen. Because it's 2023 has been feeding us really well.
Yeah, because both of them said they were having an album this year. So I'm expecting it.
Unless they're lying to you guys again.
G-Dragon. I know Taeyang is for sure.
Well, Taeyang is also...
I believe him, actually. I believe him, too. G-Dragon.
But he, Taeyang, another funny thing is here, he definitely is a boomer.
Oh,
because this man is using Bitmojis like no other.
He's so funny.
And I think we talked about it in another episode, and if we didn't, it was just me and Haley talking about it.
Because
we
were laughing.
Like, this is funny because like he's using Bitmojis like when he's thanking people on his like IG stories and everything. And like
when he was saying thank you to like Stray Kids and the Seraphim.
And all the ways that he like words it and all like the type of
and
like...
And it's so huge font.
Yeah, the font. The and font the is what I wanted to talk about. Like the font he uses are like the same fonts my like uncles and aunts and like titas and like my mom uses.
But then he makes the wording like humongous, and then he has like all the like little emojis like heart, thumbs up, sparkle, sparkle.
He's definitely he's a boomer in our hearts. So
and then he uses his Bitmoji.
Oh god, his freaking slick back blonde Bitmoji.
It's funny though, because when you type in Taeyang in the Instagram stickers,
oh god,
all those Bitmojis of him show up. I was cracking
up. Do not be confused. That is not a young Hulk Hogan. It is, in fact,
he's
Taeyang.
Super tan.
He looks like Hulk Hogan because he's tan. Yeah. His hair is long, slick back. It's just missing the mustache and the beard or whatever. Yeah.
God bless him.
Yes, America. Sounds like a Hulk Hogan right there. But yeah. I guess that covers I think the quick hits of like all the different groups. I mean, mm-hmm. there's just so much going on. Mm-hmm. But now we have kind of some big news mm-hmm. that like in
drama.
So I guess this could be written into a very well done K-drama by the end of this. I would be not surprised. So HYBE, mm-hmm. we did talk about HYBE and how stuff is going on like in the beginning. There has been a lot of craziness within HYBE because of SM Entertainment. They have like HYBE is like already okay, so back let's rewind really quick. Before anything happened, Lee Suman, which is you know Suman SM, like SM he this is the mm-hmm. this is like the JYP mm-hmm. of SM, like this is the CEO, like the founder of SM Entertainment,
right?
Like, so obviously he's been in the industry long ass time, right?
Yeah, isn't he like fucking 70 or something?
I think
he's hella old.
I know he's that. He looked pretty good though.
Maybe no, he does look really good.
Maybe 60. Maybe hopefully 50. No way he's 70.
I'm going to look it up. Keep talking.
Please look, yes. Because he like, you know, like obviously as you get older, you're just going to be a stakeholder. You leave it to like the younger like CEOs and everything. Oh shit, he's 7 years old. 7-0 exactly. He looks
so
like a mid-50s dude or 50. He can pass for 50. He looks good for his age. So, I mean, with that said, you know, he's done so much for the industry, K-pop industry already. So it's like one of those things where it's just like, you know, you leave it to the board and the chair, the mm-hmm. committees, and you're just like, you know.
Chill
and everything. But he likes being involved too. But it was kind of not working out too well because I believe like the newer CEOs mm-hmm. and COOs or whatever.
They're younger,
obviously. Mm-hmm. And apparently one of them is his actual nephew.
Is he really?
Isn't that crazy? Ooh. This is what makes it more of a K-drama. So like he already, Lee Suman, like SM, the owner, the creator, mm-hmm. he owned almost like a 20%, like I guess 18.46 if you want to be very tech. Like specific mm-hmm. he that's how much he owned like in terms of shares. That's a lot of SM mm-hmm. But the crazy like later earlier on before that what happened, all the drama was that Kakao mm-hmm. we all know Kakao Talk because that's what I even used to talk to NewJeans
messaging app.
It's a giant huge messaging app, and I'm sure it's like a big media messaging and all, even more in Korea,
right?
Like it's more than what we see here, just like how LINE is more than it is here. So Kakao Talk is huge in Asia. They actually took a huge chunk in the shareholding, like 9%, 9.5.
Hmm.
That's huge in the company. That's so they were like the second biggest shareholder. So they're like the second biggest owner, mm-hmm. technically, because right, that's how much of the company you legally own.
Right.
But Lee, like I guess SM, I'll just call him SM. Yeah. Lee Suman. So mm-hmm. SM was obviously not happy with that because it got approved and everything. He was saying like it's all legal and all this stuff, but like the current CEO which is his like nephew, like I said, it's crazy, right? Like announced also they have like a new vision for SM. Quote unquote, they are going to restructure it to SM 3.0. So it's like he's seeing all these changes and everything going on to the point where like, you know, he like when he got back to Korea, he like wanted to take legal action. And what he ended up doing, he went to Bang PD.
Hybe.
Right. Like big hit for the most part. He went up to him and like actually it's insane because he actually kind of he sold. I don't know if it's like technically sold or like how it all happened, but he basically Bang has his shares now. Right? So that's pretty wild because now he's the biggest shareholder of SM.
So if you think of it, he was basically trying to get Bang PD to help.
That's the thing though. I don't think so. I think like that's what it seemed like at first, but I think like he's just like, you know what? I don't like where the direction this company, my company is going. I'm just going to stir the pot like, and just gave the shares, like sold it to Bang.
That's CD. Crazy. So how much shares does he have?
Well, he has what he had. He has like the main, something? So he has the main stake of all of, SM.
That's crazy.
So think about it in this perspective. Hybe owns most of SM currently.
Right.
Majority of SM in terms of that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So you're letting like one of the other big companies like kind of like take over that much. Like, so it was like considered a hostile acquisition by like the current CEOs, right? The younger CEOs. Yeah. Not to mention Hybe had also just recently this, like within the past week or two, they acquired another company here in the U.S. called Quality Control Music, QC Music, for $300 million, and then it was in Atlanta.
Fuck.
And it's like the media holding it like holds Migos, Lil Baby, Lil Yachty. Like they own all these artists here, like rappers and stuff. Yeah. Isn't that insane?
That is crazy.
So they Hybe is like they have an agenda. Like they're like trying to like have a monopoly. Like they're trying to become like Walmart or some shit. But you know what else is crazy? What adds on to the craziness? Because already with Hybe holding 18.46%, Hybe is looking to acquire 25% more
of
SM. I don't know how or what they're going to do it, but apparently that thing almost costs about $1 billion US.
Damn.
Like 900 million apparently. So, and that yeah, they're trying to become the top shareholder. So, obviously. So
what, eventually, are they going to take the artist?
We don't know if they're going to absorb it or like what. We don't know. Because they can control how SM wants to be run if you own most of the company.
So, what happens to those younger CEOs? They're
done? That's why they're scared. No, they're still there right now because we don't know what's going on. All I know is please promote Aespa if you guys get them. Please promote Shiny more because I feel Shiny. Like SM sometimes like, you know, like they're pulling a YG sometimes recently. I know a lot of people who are like SM stans, like, you know, have been like kind of slow, like you can see complaints and stuff like, oh, we're waiting for the comeback for like, I know NCT Dream is finally having something, right?
Yeah.
But it's like finally they're having all this. Yeah. But I mean, it's been taking a while. Look at us Blinks with Blackpink.
Right.
We're starving until we got this world tour. We didn't even have a full album until 2020.
I know, like 5 years later.
Yeah.
From their last one.
Hashtag the album. So it's very interesting if you're into all this interesting stuff. Because like, I guess like some people might think like, oh, this is kind of boring stuff. Or like, what does it mean for me? It
will affect your artist.
It'll affect your artist. Yeah. That's what it's going to mean. Like it's going to be interesting because they could dissolve groups if the groups are not doing well or if they don't want like competition. That's the thing I can think of in terms of like hostile stuff. Like, oh shit, this other group is doing really well, but they're competing against like our other, like, let's say Aespa and Le Sserafim.
Right.
So let's dissolve Aespa. Like, you don't want it to get to that point. There's a reason why we have different companies. You don't.
Right.
You want them to compete because it like changes a lot. Like when Hybe blew up, it's because they were changing like and growing because of, you know, they came out of nowhere.
Right.
But if they have a monopoly over K-pop, then it's like there's not going to be different K-pop stuff, you know. So it's very important to have a different, you know, competition within K-pop, including these companies. So we'll see. It's pretty insane. And obviously we will see if there is going to be a K-drama adaptation by the end of this, because it's some K-drama stuff going on. Let's talk about Hybe people. 17. Mm-hmm. BSS.
Yes.
What does it stand for, Haley?
Boo. Boo, boo, boo.
Boo. DK Hoshi. So that's BSS. Sung Kwang, yes, DK and Hoshi. They haven't done a their own unit like anything in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like I think 5 years or something. Mm. So they've been like, they even have like a viral dance for their new song, Fighting. Yeah. Fighting.
It's very, very simple. It's compared so to catchy all those too. Other TikTok challenges.
If you watch the music videos and the performances, this is almost like it feels like a gag song.
It is.
But it's like even a gag. It's a feel good mm-hmm. gag song.
Like the meaning behind it is really, really nice.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like, like, you know, motivation. Fighting. It's like a motivation. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. literally.
Don't give up, you know, fighting. Kind of thing.
Like mm-hmm. if you know. But it's crazy because even though they're like just a subunit too, it's like, damn, they have set like records for like the first week sales of any subunit album in Hanteo history.
Damn, because they're history. 17. That's why.
People, this is 17.
Don't underestimate them.
This is the group behind BTS in terms of global popularity and like world renown.
Yeah, they're huge.
They are huge. And with that said, yes, they had a dance challenge for Fighting. Mm-hmm. Fighting dance challenge has been amazing because first off, it's funny as hell.
Yeah, and they've gathered so many people because I feel like a lot of people can do it. It's so simple.
It's true. I can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do it. Whoever's listening, you can definitely do this dance.
Compared to Vibe.
This is even easier than Groove Back by JYP.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can do it. Plus, like, if you just watch some of their videos and stuff, it's fun. Like, mm-hmm. It's a really good dance, and like the energy that they have is really awesome. Mm-hmm. Like 17 is just good at what they do, you know. But yes, they did the dance challenge with two groups that I obviously really, you know, like a lot. Mm-hmm. Twice was one mm-hmm. with Jiho and with Momo. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, it's because we talked about it on an episode. Remember, mm-hmm. there was like an awkward moment between like Sung Kwang, whose name is, you know, Boo. Mm-hmm. And Momo's dog's name is Boo also.
Yeah.
There was like something when they were like in a restaurant and they ran into each other, and then like Sung Kwang had to pick up Boo's poop.
Oh,
like,
yeah, or something. I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
It was really weird or interesting. And so that's why it's really funny that they did the challenge together. And at the end of the challenge, it was awesome because after they did it, like, first off, he was like doing, like, I don't, like, when they start the challenge off, like, it's always Sung Kwang being really awkward.
Yeah. He's like greeting them.
And then he just looks like he's like awkward and like embarrassing himself.
I think he's just trying to like, you know, like pump them up kind of thing. Like, oh, like, oh, you're doing a good job kind of thing.
And then like Momo's just like over it. But yeah. I think it's like also has to, I'll talk about it more during New Jeans because that's the other group. But yeah, Momo brings in Boo, her dog, at the end.
Yeah.
So if you watch it till the end. Boo and Boo are there. Like I said, New Jeans was the other one. And it was crazy and funny because if you knew this reference, you would have been cracking up. Mm. If you're a carrot or if you're a bunny, because there was that one thing we talked about.
Bunny and carrot.
Bunny, it's perfect, right? Perfect. Yeah. Now they're all under the same company. So what's funny was we talked about this. I don't know if you remember, though.
I vaguely remember. Like, he's like, do you remember? I'm like, no, I see so many things.
There was a moment where like 17 and New Jeans finally met.
Award show?
Yeah, it was in the back of like an award show. Okay, they finally met for the first time, and Sung Kwang was there, and he's like asking and trying to be polite to like make conversation because Sung Kwang is Sung Kwang.
Yeah,
so he's trying to make conversation and talk and say. Oh, he was asking about their comeback, but it was so loud because it's like so many groups and like stuff's going on outside. You know, it's loud inside there, like no matter what. So apparently, New Jeans misheard him, and they thought he was making fun of them, talking like bad about their comeback, or like saying you guys are having a comeback, like, or something.
That's weird.
But it's like the opposite of what Sung Kwang is saying, right? Mm-hmm. That's why, like, and New Jeans like we're like kind of like smiling at each other, like, what the hell is he saying? Because I mean, they're like he's not saying there's no way he can be saying bad stuff,
no,
or like
bad
mouthing. And it's funny because like they both went on lives later on, like their own respective like lives. Like New Jeans went live and they talked about it, and then 17 went live and they talked about it, and then everyone from 17, like all the members, are, you know, obviously messing around and making fun of Sung Kwang for being an idiot, basically.
Aww.
So that's the culmination of the intro for their dance challenge.
Oh.
So like,
so they put it together.
Yeah, look, if you watch the intro of it, it's Sung Kwang saying something, and you, like, the two members they dance with was Honey and Hyerin, and they're like, he's like talking to them, and then they look confused. Mm-hmm. And then the two other members, DK and Hoshi, like shut him up, like stop him and push him back. That's like what it is. It was like a reference to that awkward moment. And then they did the challenge. And the cool part, they did the reverse challenge.
Oh my God. Literally. Yes, exactly. OMG. Oh my God. So good.
They were really good. Yes. They're probably like one of the best idol celebrities that did the dance, the Super OMG clean. Dance challenge. So yeah, it was great. It was like one for one. So it was perfect. There were definitely a lot more other groups that did do the fighting challenge. We have, who else? We have TXT, of course. Yunche from the Seraphim. And
Mingyu. Mingyu looks so funny, though. I was like, he just jumped straight out of the Matrix. He looks like hobo Keanu Reeves.
He does look like a hobo Keanu Reeves.
I was cracking up. I was like, I like Mingyu with shorter hair. Oh. I feel like only some people can really pull off that long
He perm. Can pull it off, but he looks better with shorter hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
17. All of 17 yes. did it.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. But the interesting part I didn't know about was I saw the 8 in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He was like sitting down with a cast or something. Is he injured?
I don't know.
He probably is or something.
So. Yeah.
But I was like, what the heck? So of course their group, their actual group did the dance challenge with them as well. And last but not least, was Grace. They were graced by Yoongi.
Yes. And we know why after watching.
We will get into that because Yoongi has his own segment this time for BTS. Also, there's, guess what? There's so many different dance challenges. We've talked about OMG, but there's also like, this is wasn't really a dance challenge, but Chaewon and Yunjin from Le Sserafim, they danced to a Miley Cyrus song that has been completely going viral.
Miley Cyrus has a dance for that, though.
No, she doesn't. That's why. No. She doesn't have a dance.
Are you going to be humping the air?
They made their own, like, choreo. Yeah, because in the music video, she's half naked all the time. Like, Miley working Cyrus. Out and humping stuff and, like, pelvic thrusting.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely not the dance that Yunjin and Chaewon didn't do. But it was they did so well enough that Miley Cyrus herself did repost their dance.
That's so
on
good.
On her own IG. So yeah, that's pretty insane, because the last thing I remember from Miley Cyrus is a wrecking ball.
Honestly, that song,
that's the only thing I could see in my head when I see her.
The new song Flowers by Miley Cyrus is really good, though.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Oh, I really like it.
The only other thing aside from a wrecking ball that's in my head for Miley Cyrus are literally the Disney Channel commercials for Hannah Montana. Like when they hold that weird light stick and they make the Mickey Mouse thing. That's all I remember too. So
I love Hannah Montana. I went and saw that movie in 3D.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think that was like my first 3D movie.
Can you briefly tell me, like, how was it watching it in 3D? Like, what was
it? Was just a concert. It was the Miley Cyrus. It was a Miley Cyrus concert. 3D. Oh, I mean, sorry, Hannah Montana.
It was a interesting, interesting.
A long ass time ago.
To be honest, Miley Cyrus has good music. Let's not. You know, it's super catchy. Like, let's not put her down for anything else. But so that's super cool. That, because I think Yunjin is a huge fan too. Then again, I feel like Yunjin is a huge fan of like everything. American. She was like fangirling like crazy. I saw like some back behind the scenes stuff when they were her and Yunche were practicing for the Taeyong dance challenge for Vibe. Dude, Yunjin, when Taeyong came in, she was like flushed and like looked like she was gonna cry.
Yeah, because it's Taeyong, he's fucking king.
But it's just, it's cool to see though, like she's like super
dang,
flushed.
Look at Yoongi, he was flushed too.
Oh, that's true. That's
when he
that's
saw
just
Taeyong.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess.
And Jimin. Oh my God. Jimin was head over heels.
Fanboying. Yeah. For sure. I guess we can talk about it because Yoongi did fanboy for Taeyong on his show.
Suchita.
But it was the opposite for his most latest guest for the show, which was Hoshi.
Yes.
From BSS and from 17.
Yeah, he wanted to come on the show to promote.
He wanted to promote, but at the same time,
also,
man,
talk to Yoongi.
He is a fanboy of BTS. Like, he was like being super respectful and just like
so cute. Like every time that they would drink together, like, he would like cover it and turn to the side to drink out of respect for Yoongi.
Yeah, oh my! Even though Yoongi was like the whole time like, please don't. Mm-hmm. Like just be for, be casual.
Exactly. He's like you don't have to be chill.
Be chill, Hoshi. It's all good. Mm. Oh, before we get, since we're moving on to the BTS and Stray Kids, let's just remind everyone where they can check us out.
Permission to Stand podcast at. On TikTok and Instagram.
Oh boy.
I freaking like zoned out for a second.
I did upload a video that I was like surprised to see because I did not remember that happening. Right. Of Jennie during our Dallas concert when she literally looked at me and she pointed. I couldn't believe it. After I uploaded it and edited the video, I was watching it for another good 30 minutes.
I was like, you don't remember that?
No, because I'm just blanked out. Like, maybe I just, like, zoned out in the moment kind of thing.
That's why you got to record stuff at concerts. Because people are like, I don't want to record because I want to be in the moment. But that moment is gone.
Guess what? Can you remember that? I was in both. Yeah, I was there in the moment. And I could relive the moment. Like, I was there in the moment that I didn't even remember that I recorded it.
See, it's like you can record and have the phone and then like look at the actual performance. There's
nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at least you're like, oh shit, yeah, that happened. Because you'll definitely forget, especially like what happened to me. Because like I literally like probably like went brain dead when she was looking at me and she winked.
Yeah.
And she pointed at me. Oh God, I can't even. Woo. Okay. So, and then also, wherever you're tuning in, give us a follow, like, subscribe. Hit that notification bell because we are available on all platforms, you know, from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, wherever you're tuning in. We're definitely going to be there. And that's probably also where you're listening to us. So we always much appreciate that. And we appreciate you just as much as Hoshi appreciates Yoongi. Again, man, that guy was, he was like super
starstruck.
Yeah, starstruck by Yoongi. Like, it's a good thing they were drinking.
I think they got drunk.
The funniest thing too, because like, so on the show, like a lot of the guests bring Yoongi drinks, right? Yeah. And the drink that he brought this time, it's funny to us because we're American,
right?
And it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Brought some whiskey, some Jack Daniels.
Can't get that in Korea.
It was interesting because like, it's an import for them, right? Like, because we're so used to it. It's just like how when we get imported Japanese whiskey, like Suntory and all that stuff. Right. But Suntory in Japan is probably just like regular whatever, like Jack Daniels is to us. Mm-hmm. So, man, they were like excited. He was talking about drink, like how he would drink it with Jack and Coke.
Yeah, he's which like, is correct, you have to Hoshi. Be Jack and Coke.
Hoshi, you are correct. Because he's like, oh, I've only drank this with Coke. And I was like, that's totally cola, fine. Because that's exactly how you do it here in the States. It's like Jack and Coke. It's like Henny and Coke, Jack and Coke. And so that was, you know, you could tell he loosened up a lot.
Oh yeah,
they drank a lot.
Like, they did. It's funny because like every time like Yoongi wanted to drink, he'd like cheers with Hoshi and then drink, and then Hoshi would have to drink too every single time. And I feel like Yoongi wanted to keep drinking.
It was like every couple minutes, or like almost a sentence. Basically, you're right.
Before he starts,
basically every topic, like it was a sip, and the sip was like more than a sip. It was like literally a shot.
And it's so cute too, because remember how when he saw Yoongi's glass was empty, he'd like reach over and like he'd notice straight away and try and like fill it with ice and try to just like keep his alcohol flowing for Yoongi.
And then Yoongi was gonna do it for him too, like, because he's like, let's not be so formal still. But yeah, so it was interesting because the conversation they had was really cool, because it's conversations that I guess, you know, you'd understand more if you're in their situations,
right?
Because I mean, like, you know, Yoongi is being super, super modest about it. But Hoshi was telling him, like, yeah, BTS paved the way for us to be successful in America. Yes. Because, like, you know, everyone, like, they're successful in Asia because, like, the Asian countries are all there. But it's like, for some reason, it seems like another level of achievement for, like, K-pop artists
to the U.S.
to come to the U.S. and be successful. Because, like, Yoongi was like, oh, you guys were in the U.S. too and stuff. But Hoshi was telling him, we wouldn't have been in the U.S. and we wouldn't have been like this, you know, doing so well here in the West if it wasn't for you guys.
Yeah, BTS didn't set that for them.
But like, the for reals, like Suga Yoongi like was saying like the whole time, like, no, you guys are big enough. You guys are good. Hoshi's like, no.
He's like, no, really. It was and you then, guys. Like,
I wanted to be there too. I wish I was there in the table, because I'll be looking at Yoongi too. I'll be like with Hoshi. I'll be like, Yoongi, for reals though.
Honestly,
let's be for real here.
BTS opened the whole door to the US for like other K-pop idols. That's why like 2022, all the freaking groups were coming.
The floodgates were open. BTS opened up the floodgates like to Western like influence and tastes for K-pop. It's really cool to see. I mean, obviously there's a bunch of OG stans like Hailey, and there's tons of you guys out there too. Right. But at the same time, there are a lot of like fledglings, some babies. Like I was like, like really super pre-pandemic. Like I know people got at pandemic. Yeah. I was like, you got me into K-pop like a year.
2017.
Yeah, a year or two before the actual pandemic. So they really opened the door to the West, because I don't think we would, if it wasn't for BTS, we wouldn't have had all these other amazing groups come last year.
Because like those groups tour, but then do they ever come to the US?
No, exactly. That's why.
Yeah.
And then like 17, like I said, they're like the second biggest group. So obviously they could have probably carried their own, but literally, I mean, like the venues and the collaborators that have to make this happen, you know, they have to have some type of confidence in selling out certain sizes of the venue, right?
Yeah.
So at the same time, yeah, that's why it's like they have to have some trust in like the artists that they're going to be having in their venues, like the Kia Forum and all these bigger venues.
Yeah.
Guess what? They wouldn't have had this confidence in K-pop if it wasn't for BTS.
Right. Selling out. Let's be real. SoFi.
They sold out SoFi.
How many shows? Like 8?
They sold out SoFi for like 2 weeks. I don't even remember.
It was like they had a total of 8 shows here.
And then
sold out all of those.
They sold out all of Allegiant.
Yeah.
They're huge. Mm-hmm. They're like huge. Like what was the SoFi like capacity?
I think it's like 70,000.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So the fact that like that K-pop did so well with that kind of opened a lot of, you know, Westerners' eyes, including, you know, business owners and stuff.
Right.
To the fact that like, oh shit, K-pop is, this is not just like a fluke. This is this is a thing. Like they sold out. Scalpers, obviously, this is when scalping got really bad.
Yeah.
For like they got to know that K-pop is really bad. But at the same time, yeah, it was a really good, like I feel like Suichita is a really good show.
Yeah.
Like, Yoongi's show is really interesting because you get to hear from the artist's perspective. Yeah, like the heart to heart, and like you get to know more insights on how they felt and what they're thinking. Like in terms of like what's going on in the industry. So, and obviously Yoongi, like he really respects Seventeen too.
Oh yeah.
Like he even said their fighting song and like, you know, all their actual unit songs fit Seventeen so well, because he knows the sound of Seventeen and everything.
And then I think like another reason why Hoshi wanted to go on the show, because obviously like BTS, they're going to the military. Oh, well, Jin's in the military already. And he was saying to Yoongi, he's like, what do we do? He's like, I always see Seventeen as 13, like as a group. Like, what's going to happen when, you know, it's our time? Like, how do we deal with that kind of thing?
And it's something you can't get from anyone else.
No.
Like, and they're in the same company now.
Yeah.
So it's even better. And plus, obviously, they looked up to them and they're like the only other real huge group globally. Yeah.
So, I mean, like,
it's like the perfect person to ask.
Right. For Hoshi. Because they're experiencing it right now, like with Jin. And it's like, when are we going to come back as like all 13? He's like, I only see us as 13 members, you know.
He's also asking, like, what do I do when they're, like, you know, when it's just individuals, like, at the moment. Like, you know, only a few of us. Like, what did you do? Like, he's asking Yoongi.
Yeah.
Like, what did he do to, like, what does he do to, like, kind of keep himself busy and, like, you know, like, hobbies and everything. And Yoongi's hobby is music.
Right.
So they talked about, like, you know, he concentrated more on music. He went back to what his roots were because, I mean, all ARMY really know that Yoongi was not originally going to be in BTS. No. Like he was supposed to just help produce, actually.
And write music.
But he, obviously, that didn't happen. Right. It was more than just that, thankfully. And I think, you know, because a lot of younger, like, because Hoshi is what, 27?
26. Yeah. And then Yoongi is 29.
Because BTS and 17 are both Gen 3.
Yeah.
BTS was like the first batch of Gen 3.
Yeah.
And then I think they're more like midway or like near the kind of closer going towards near like the back end is 17. Like middle of Gen 3.
Yeah. So BTS was 2013 and then 17 was 2015.
Right.
So they're like 2 years behind.
Exactly. And then it's crazy because I mean, we're seeing that now in Gen 4. Like, Stray Kids is super early Gen 4. When did they debut?
2018.
And that they're caught in the gap. Some people consider them the end of Gen 3.
Yeah.
But they're Gen 4. Mm-hmm. We believe they're Gen 4.
They are.
So they're right at the beginning. And literally...
Yeah, so they're like BTS.
And NewJeans just debuted last year. So like that's 2022.
They're also Gen 4.
They're the same gen. Right. So
they're
yeah,
just like the
it's
babies.
A four-year gap. So
yeah.
It's just interesting because like, yeah, you can get information and like insight only from Yoongi, like for Hoshi, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like you like what you were saying, it's just it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and that's why I was so happy to be there. Even Yoongi was happy to have him.
He was, and then I guess he was so excited he brought him back to his studio. And I feel like he doesn't bring anyone back to his studio.
He brought Suga brought him to his studio.
Yeah,
they even had a like a camera follow him for a little bit. But I'm sure they stayed there longer and talked. And man, like it just shows like the influence like they have on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, BTS 17, mm-hmm. Yoongi to Hoshi. So it was really good. Like I said, Suichita is a good show.
Yeah, I really want him to get
it's interesting. So interesting.
Kids on there.
I think
like
one day,
Chan, or like even Three Racha or something.
One day
that'd
it'll
so
happen.
Cool. Yeah.
It seems like he doesn't do it in groups, though.
No,
like,
he doesn't.
It might be Bangchan.
Bangchan, maybe.
Maybe Han or Changbin.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Changbin would make sense.
That's true.
Two of the fucking... They're like two of like the fastest rappers in K-pop.
That's true.
They're both produced their music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit.
That
sounds like a perfect collaboration.
Putting it into the universe.
Okay. That's my deposit for this episode. Throw that into the universe.
Yeah.
Changbin and Suga.
Mm-hmm.
Suichita, please.
Yeah.
Also, I guess
Oh, are you still talking about Yoongi?
Yeah, because there's definitely something very important for Yoongi that we need to announce.
Mm-hmm. So, literally today, he dropped a solo tour.
Yeah. He has, like, a whole, like, just go on his Instagram, August D. Like, he has a whole schedule and everything, but he's going to have, like, a solo tour, and he hasn't even had his solo yet.
No. So, yeah, people are saying that it's going to be released, I think, early April. Like, his new mini, oh, like, album, I guess.
Along with the timeline, for sure. It makes
sense.
Yeah.
So, like, he dropped his tour, and it's starting, actually, in the U.S., which, wow.
Just go ahead. Read it off.
So, U.S. is going to be April 26, 27, Belmont Park. Then the 29th is New York. And then
should I not leave Haley to do this?
And then
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, why is the so I was like looking at his flyer, I was like, why is the freaking font so small, and then like the color just blends with the background. But then so May 3 and then 5 and 6 is Rosemont. LA is May 10, 11, and 14. Oh, so he has like 3 dates for each of those. Dang.
Yeah, I thought we even talked about... Why are you surprised?
I only knew it for LA. I didn't know for Rosemont as well.
Okay.
Yes, okay. And then Oakland is 16th and 17th of May. And then he goes to Asia. Jakarta, May 26th to 28th. Damn. Some of these I didn't look at yet. Then Bangkok from 10th to the 11th. And then Singapore, 17th to 18th. And then he goes to Korea... June 24 to 25, and then for Japan it says to be updated, so he's probably going to be adding that on later. But then damn, Yoongi, what the fuck?
He's gonna be a busy man.
So like a lot of ARMY are saying like he's doing this tour because this is his last until he
goes into
the military.
By the time he's finished with this, it should be around
but
his
isn't
time.
That awesome how because like he doesn't have to have a freaking concert.
Oh, he wants to come here to the U.S. so he could catch a lot of basketball games.
He loves L.A. honestly.
He's gonna watch some NBA playoff games for sure. He's gonna drop by.
Yeah, I was like, dang, there's like a gap in between like his shows, so I was like, is there any basketball shows happening at that time?
They're not really called shows, Haley. They're called games. Basketball games. The playoffs will be happening for the NBA for sure. Also, damn, we are going pretty long today because now we also have Jungkook. Want to talk about him really quick? Because this man is thirst trapping everybody again.
Oh,
on live.
Yes. He has a wolf cut, if everyone knows what that is. It's that freaking... He kind of looks like a mullet almost.
Look at the hair from that guy from Singles Inferno 2. What's his name?
Jin Young.
Yeah, there you go. Now throw that on Jungkook.
Yeah, and then he was doing a boxing workout on his Weverse Live.
So, yeah, basically caused a huge internet meltdown.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's Jungkook. And then you have here that it was the fastest individual live stream to reach 6 million views.
That's
real
insane.
Time.
That's insane. For real, 6 million.
That's nuts.
Also,
only
Jungkook. Only Jungkook, for sure. And also, the interesting thing was on Bangtan TV.
Mm-hmm.
They did a little behind-the-scenes thing for Jungkook for the FIFA World Cup.
Yeah, that was really cool to watch.
For his song, Dreamers, the mm-hmm. one that he collabed with. It was freaking awesome, or aka Haley's favorite Disney
I love
Disney
that
sounding
song.
Yeah. The really interesting part for me was how much they he asked to change it. Like the chorus
right.
was a little high.
Yes.
So he kind of like lowered it out
mm-hmm.
Because the octaves were super high.
Yeah, he's like, this is really hard.
It was
hard.
Interesting seeing him because like when he received the song,
mm-hmm.
like, it was a different singer singing at first just to kind of give
right.
him an idea. And then he would just do the recording over.
Yeah.
That's new to me. Like, that was really cool to see that they did it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the other crazy part was he thought it was going to be all the members.
Yeah. So
that
he
were
didn't
gonna,
know
that
were
gonna
he was
going to
be
song.
The only one.
And the cherry on top of him not knowing that, he didn't even know he was going to fucking perform at the World Cup.
He thought he was just going to record it and then, you know, they'd use the song for the World Cup.
They're like, nope, you're doing this by yourself. Oh, and also, you're going to be performing at the World Cup.
You're
going
to go to
live.
Qatar. Yeah.
So this is all like news to him. Mm-hmm. It was, you could see it in his
face.
He's like shocked.
He's nervous too.
He's literally Jungshook, like
yeah.
for reals.
He was like worried and stuff. He's like, I've never done anything without my members before.
He's like, where's Namjoon?
Yeah, he basically really did say that. He's like, I need Namjoon.
But he obviously did it. He killed it.
He
did
amazing.
A great job. And it also was cool to see it. Like, this is a great episode of Bangtan TV for like Jungkook because like
mm-hmm.
it was cool to see how involved he was in terms of like kind of like the show itself. Like,
right.
placement of like where he was gonna be, like him dancing in some of the choreo. He like learned some of the choreo like right when he got there.
Yeah, because basically he wasn't going to dance like
yeah,
some
no,
of
they,
the chorus
the,
and stuff.
The yeah.
But like, he wanted to. He's like, no, I want to learn
the,
it.
The plan was him just to sing and
mm-hmm.
kind of go around, but
mm-hmm.
no, he got like, you know, he's Jungkook.
He's like, I don't want to stand there. He's like, I want to dance.
He can
too.
Dance and mm-hmm. sing at the same time as Jungkook.
So
was,
he learned it like the day before.
It was a great, like, this was a freaking,
like
this is a freaking cool episode.
Yeah.
Like, more respect to Jungkook.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jin.
Yes, Jin. So I guess he's doing this every month. It kind of reminds me of that movie, P.S. I Love You. You know how he leaves letters for his dead wife?
Yes.
But then, obviously, Jin is not dead.
Oh, yes,
but
we're his wife.
Yeah, we are his
Army
wives,
is his wife. Yeah.
But then basically he every month he has already like pre-recorded all these videos that he's gonna give to Army. So this month he released one for Valentine's Day. He was like, Army, like today I know it's Valentine's Day and I want to decorate macarons with you.
Yeah.
So he decorated. It's like a really short video. It's like 2 minutes, but. He's going to release one for next month and then, you know, until he comes back, basically.
That's so freaking awesome.
It is awesome. He pre-recorded all of this for
Army. It really shows how much, like, he, like...
Loves
I think
Army.
He, like, and to show how thankful and appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, because, like, if it wasn't for Army and the fandom
right.
and the fans...
They wouldn't be where
they wouldn't
were.
Be where they are, like,
yeah.
the success and everything.
So
and,
that's really sweet of him.
So that was super cool.
Yeah.
Like, only... And it's something Jin would think of. Like,
yeah.
the way he thinks... Like, he's just super thoughtful. Like,
mm-hmm.
he thinks really far ahead, too. Like, you could tell this man plans ahead.
Right.
This,
he's like, oh, I'm going to the military. I'm going to record, like, however many months.
This man is my bias for a reason. He's not just weird. And
mm-hmm.
like, he doesn't just cook.
Right.
He's super thoughtful. And he plans ahead. That's usually how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we should get into your other group of boys because, man, you got a lot to cover, Haley.
Yeah, I'm going to go quickly.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm going to go as quick as I can. So, Stray Kids, oh, god damn it. I'm so jealous of their Tokyo concert.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
that's all I hear.
Oh, god. They played, like, all the freaking songs that I would want to hear. And then I feel like we won't get them here in the U.S. I don't know. Because, like, a lot of them are the Japanese songs. They did Fairy Tale. God damn it.
I can't believe they
god
did Fairy Tale. Love is full of fairy tale.
Oh, my god. So, they performed Fairy Tale, and they were doing... They have those spaceships. I think they did it for their Seoul tour last year, but they did it in Japan as well. They have their little spaceships, and then they go around, kind of like how BTS did it in those orange carts. So they went around the stadium, so all of state
so
can
cool.
see them.
I feel like in Japan, they always do that. Even
yeah.
Twice gets fed
yeah.
well. Like, all the onces in the
I
Japan.
Know.
Like, they go around the actual state. Oh, man.
So,
even It's just,
I was gonna say, if Stray Kids was to be fair. In SoFi, then I think they would do it.
That's true.
Because I think that's
You'll know where to get seats.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to freaking be in the front row on the freaking balcony.
Yeah, because that's where they also like switch and everything. Yeah,
exactly.
I get to touch Jangbin.
Yeah.
I can flex with him.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. And they also performed Blueprint. I feel like they've never performed that. I love that song. I didn't even know that.
Did they really?
Yes, in the spaceships when they're going around. They did Fairy Tail and Blueprint. That's so jealous.
Dude, like Japan stays, they get fed so well.
And they got the sound, of and
they
course.
Got
the,
they also got your, another thing that you're super jealous of.
What?
Their pop-up store.
Oh my god, in Shibuya. So, I think the last weeks of February up until like the 26th or 28th, they have a pop-up store in Japan in 109, Shibuya 109. And of course, it's going to be gone by the time we go. So of course, I'm so freaking upset. But they're only selling like the merch from the sound and I think the Japan concert, but still.
This is the sound.
Yeah, and they also got that at their concert. But another thing that happened that I'm so jealous of, Seungmin sang Utada's First Love.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
Oh my god, if you haven't listened to it, you have to like just search it up and it'll be like the first thing that pops up. I need him to do that like with a professional recording and like the full song.
You know what's crazy to me? I feel like Seungmin's voice has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
In a good way. Yes. Though, like it sounds more so mature. Good.
Yes, that's true.
Like the where I really noticed it was during Stray Kids Replay when he did his solo song, yes. The one that sounds like a Japanese it sounds like an anime opening already. Yeah. But like I told Haley, I was like, it doesn't sound like Seungmin because like I'm used to Seungmin being more like that more nasally higher vocal kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But this one is like his new voice. I'll say new voice because that's what it sounded like to me, like a new person.
Like he's
it sounds
more
like
control.
Seungmin, but it sounds way more smooth and controlled. Like I know he has a lot of vocal training. Yeah. Like he's man when it comes to like vocal training and working hard. Mm-hmm. Seungmin works really hard.
He does
for like that's his vocal coaching vocal. And everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank God.
Yes, thank God.
Hashtag Woojin Hoo.
Who the hell?
But Seungmin, like, man, like, he's on a new level right now. Like, on his vocal, ability and scale, wow.
But yeah,
it sounds so good.
I was going crazy when I heard that he sang that song. He did so well. Like, his vocals are really, really, really good. Making me more jealous, they dumped freaking balloons from the freaking ceiling at the end during the encore.
And?
I think it was during Haven.
And?
And they were signed balloons. It's printed, but still.
Still, I know the fact that this, like, it's.
They dumped, like, a whole freaking, like, ceiling.
It's funny to me when people were grabbing confetti from the concerts we go to. Because when we're in barricade, confetti will get rained upon you in the barricade.
Yeah.
Most of the times, it's just normal confetti. Mm-hmm. The only times where it was a little unique was BTS was not a little. It was very unique.
Permission it's to dance.
PTD, like actual specific, very special confetti.
Yes.
But Twice had like heart ones and stuff. But damn, like most of the time, it's just regular confetti, like different colors and everything. Mm-hmm. But to have freaking balloons that actually say like that like have their signatures.
It's like how long did that freaking take for them to blow up all those balloons? Obviously Stray Kids didn't do it, but then still was a lot of balloons because I feel like every single fan was able to get one. You know why? Because people were selling them online for at least $20 plus.
That's insane.
For a fucking balloon and it's printed.
If it was here in America, people would be taking as many as they could, like pocketing it, like doing whatever they can.
What are you going to do?
Selling it for hundreds
of
dollars.
It's just going to deflate, though.
Yeah, but then you'll still have it deflated.
I'll just cut it and then just like...
frame it.
Not frame it, but then at least you can keep it forever. So yeah, they did a balloon drop
just like
for
how we
both.
Have, well, we did keep some stuff from PTD. I don't think we've even told anyone this.
I don't think so either.
We did. We do have like... I grabbed some of the PTD confetti because it was really...
They had black swan.
They had a black swan feathers. I was like, this is so sick.
Yeah.
So that was one of them. And they had, you know, the shapes of PTD. One other thing that I had grabbed that I don't think I've talked about in this podcast at all before. Because I think this is before we even had the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And before... Yeah. So during the PTD one, when they were here in LA, we watched it with Early and Elise, right? There's four of us.
Yeah, we were on the floor.
We were on the floor. for some reason they did not give VIP, which we're still very sour about, but it's like literally the floor. We were able to like, we stayed there for a little bit, right? Till basically they kicked us out.
Yeah, exactly.
So a lot of people were like asking the security or the people cleaning for confetti. No. You know what I asked for? I saw a fucking water bottle. It's like an unmarked Fiji bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I pointed at it. The security guard looked at me. He's like, really? Like, I was like, yes.
Crazy.
I nodded. Because I left Haley and them at their seats.
Yeah, we were just like talking and stuff.
I don't even know why you guys didn't come up with me.
I don't know either. We were just like, you guys should have. We were too busy like fangirling you guys and stuff talked, about everything.
You could have fangirled right with me in the barricade.
I think he just like, I'll be right back. And then he just left.
Okay, so I was up there. I pointed at the water bottle. I knew whose water bottle that was because I was watching it because we were from the angle. Mm-hmm. This is Taehyung. This is V's water bottle.
We have his water bottle and it's like half. Well,
I'm not done my story, Haley.
I'm done.
Gosh.
Bye.
Let me finish actual story. Okay, so I pointed at the security guard and I pointed at the water bottle. He was looking at me. He's like, really? And then there's some other girls that saw me pointing at it and they're like, oh shit, is he going to get the water bottle? Then it looked like they were trying to like swoop in and get it from me. And then I was like boxing them out.
He's like, hell no,
I was like,
bitch.
No, I asked for this shit. Yeah. And then he came up, like he passed it to another security. I was like, oh no, that's for me, that's for me. And he's like, really, you want this? I'm like, hell yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
And then like he gave it to me. He's like, all right, you're fucking nuts. I'm like, yeah, I'm nuts. And I was holding it. And there's like these girls that were looking at me.
Yeah.
They're like shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm holding one of their water bottles from this show.
Mm-hmm.
And not just anyone's. This is a flex to all of you. All you V stands and all you like, you know, Taehyung biases. We have his unmarked Fiji water bottle with the water that he drank from. Mm-hmm. So like,
so
literally,
his lips touch that.
DNA is on it, and it's in our display, K-pop display for the guest bedroom.
Yeah,
it's there. The water is still there. If you want to clone him from his DNA, we have his DNA sample. If it doesn't end, if when you clone him and it doesn't look like Taehyung, it will most likely look like Jungkook because it's either Taehyung or Jungkook. But I really think it's V's. So for sure.
Yeah, because I remember I saw in like one of the videos that we had taken, someone, I think it was Jungkook or V, they drank it and then they like threw it on the stage.
It was the exact same area. Yeah, because it was on the side. It's the exact same one. I think it was V.
Yeah, and then you can see the scratches and everything on the bottle from when they threw it.
When they threw it, when they're like going nuts with the water. So yeah, we have one of their water bottles. It's insane. It's unmarked. It's like they just pulled off the Fiji part on it.
Yeah, because they
don't
want to like
unbranded.
It. Yeah.
So it's really cool. And it's like one of my favorite like concert memorabilia, I guess. Because it's insane. Like we have his water bottle. We have his DNA. I don't know what else you're going to talk about. Sorry, that got off like on a
tangent. Sorry, we're talking about Stray Kids. But anyway, so Felix is actually in Australia right now. He's in Sydney.
Ooh.
So, because they're going to be having their concert, I think it's February 18th in Melbourne and then Sydney after that. But? He's there early. So the rest of the members aren't there yet, but he's there so he can see his family. No,
I'm
so he can see
kidding.
His family.
Look at Haley. She's so serious.
Because it's... And it was really cute on his Instagram, like he did a post and then he was with the opera house and I think like the Harbour Bridge in the background. And he wrote, on February 14th in 2017, I left Australia to move to Korea to become an idol. And then however many years later, I'm back on February 14th and I'm going to be performing a concert and I can be with my family again.
Yay!
It's like a full circle for him.
I wonder if it's like a bunch of his friends are probably going to be going too, huh?
Probably.
A lot of them from high school and stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That'd be really fun.
So I was like wondering, like, is Bang Chan gonna go there early too, so he can be with his family and see Hannah?
We'll see.
Or
I
Hannah
feel like Bang Chan has more like responsibilities.
That I know.
Than Felix.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe he'll pop in early before their actual concert. So the Sound music video also released last week. That was amazing. Please check it out and stream it. That song is really good. But they also released another single from their upcoming Japanese album, which comes out February 22nd. It's called There. T-H-E-R-E. It's such a cute song. It's a love song, who the hell is Bang Chan sleeping with?
I don't know. I think he's sleeping with Changbin. No! Because of that Dweki's Gym episode that you didn't talk about. But there was a Dweki's Gym episode. Mm-hmm, and
the part two of it.
He was and then I think he was
spotting them.
Changbin was spotting Bang Chan while he was doing deadlifts, it looked like.
Deadlifts. And then he also did it for when they were doing bench presses. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Hey, yes. I don't. Presses. Yeah. So, but the way that Changbin spots them.
It's amazing.
It's very sexual.
It looks like it to the untrained, to the perverted eye of Sahili.
So what,
you
stand over them like that when you spot them?
For bench pressing?
Yeah.
And then when you're squatting, you're right behind them.
Oh, God.
Because you're supposed to catch them. That's what a spotter is. You make sure they don't die or like get crushed.
I don't know. It was just very sexy to me.
You want Changbin to spot you for everything or what?
Yeah, but then I'd probably be crushed by that the barbells, honestly. But I'd rather be crushed by Changbin. Okay, anyway.
It's Valentine's Day, Haley. I'm your Valentine, not Changbin, okay?
Anyway, so check out There. It's a really good song. But a lot of stays are saying, like, because how does Changbin, how does Bang Chan write these songs? Because they have, like, a lot of feeling behind it, like that he's been in a relationship in a relationship.
It's obvious he's very well experienced.
That's why. I
just
really
don't know, but like, of
we
course.
We don't know, but of course they are.
They're only humans. They're dudes. This dude knows how to thirst trap you
and
guys
then,
so well.
Honestly,
he
like,
knows how to tease.
Remember when you guys were younger and then you could sneak behind your parents' back and then like be dating someone and they wouldn't even know
that you're
sneaking out of the house? These idols can do this.
The parents are the company.
And us, the fans.
Oh, I guess so.
So like they can do it behind our backs. We won't even know. So, yeah. That's my
He definitely
take.
Has inspiration. Question
yeah, exactly.
is who?
Who? They also, they released so much yesterday, this morning. They did the Chu Kawaii challenge, all of the members this time on TikTok, if you want to check that out. It's very cute. And they also released the freeze dance practice. And all of that was like, literally this morning, I couldn't even sleep. And then lastly, Bang Chan did a Valentine's Day YouTube live. And what was surprising for this one is that he is able to listen to other companies' songs again.
Finally, that's what we've been waiting for.
So
I don't even understand why we've been waiting this long.
I know, because I guess he had to get like approval, because sometimes it can get flagged if you're using a different company's song. But he listened to Vibe, which was really cool. And then he also sang Eyes, Nose, Lips by Taeyang too.
That was great. That's the fact that he sang that song, man.
Yeah, so he sang along with the backtrack playing. And then he also listened to BSS Fighting by Seventeen.
Fighting.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. I'm glad that he can actually listen to songs again.
Thank God.
From
like,
other companies.
Can he like go back and start listening to New Jeans?
No,
now, please?
Honestly, like he reads what people are writing. I mean, yeah, and then their recommendations. That's what he listens to, basically.
Ditto. I'm just gonna spam ditto.
Yeah.
I'm gonna spam like an emoji of ditto. Actually, there's no emoji of ditto. I wish.
No, there's
like
none.
Ditto. I was talking about the Pokemon.
But
so
yeah,
he would get the hint.
But then yeah, so like, if you want recommendations and you want him to freaking play the song, you just have to spam him on his live.
YouTube live with Channy's room.
Yeah, every week. But he did two this week. And Han also did two.
Oh, yeah. What? So Han, what?
Oh, and he also, I don't even have this on the thing, but Han also dropped a Stray Kids player song called Volcano, which is also really good.
Oh, like Too Much Volcano?
No.
By Abroad in Japan?
So go check that out. Go stream. Just stream everything Stray Kids. Okay, I'm done.
You're done?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, so, yes. Oh, I did say we'd have one anime thing. We are gonna, the reason why we're recording a day early is because we are gonna watch Kaguya Love is War, the movie.
Yes.
Haley's not excited because she hasn't really watched it. I'm super excited because I've watched it from the beginning to the end.
So I've
it's like quintessential quintuplets for me. It's like I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm just being forced to go to this.
No,
because he doesn't want to go alone. That's why.
Uncle right? Phil, I'll go by myself.
Yeah, no, you won't.
No, I won't. Gonna check that out. I'm excited for it. So we'll see. I don't even know how long it is, so I'm super excited. Yeah,
it's 2 hours.
It's really funny because it's a lot of gag stuff, but obviously it's a rom com.
Mm-hmm.
Really awesome one too. So yeah, some closure with this one, I believe. Even though we kind of got closure at the end of season 3.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm super excited. That's what we're going to be doing. So aside from that, that's a lot of K-pop talk.
Yeah.
Woo! If you made it to the end with us, we very much appreciate that. I need to drink some water because, madame, my voice can only hold on for so long.
Go drink V's water.
Oh, don't give me ideas. You're going to wake up in the morning. You're like, why is this empty? And I'm going to start sounding like Taehyung. I wish.
Okay.
Anyways, so thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. You can follow us and give us a like, subscribe, a rating. We will always appreciate that on all platforms that you are listening and tuning into us with. You can also check us out on our social media stuff.
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
What do we have there, Haley?
Everything.
And until the next episode.
And next will probably be Epic High, which we're seeing like next week.
Yeah, because I'll probably be posting it because Haley's not going to post anything.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you say yeah like that? You're not supposed to conform so easy. Do it for the people.
You get good videos too.
Yeah, you're just using it as an excuse to be lazy. Anyways, thank you everyone for joining us. Haley will post some more videos on TikTok and Instagram very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and everyone take care. Stay safe until next episode. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.